And welcome to another episode of What's Your Art, guys. My name's Anton and I'm your host for this podcast. So today we have an amazing guest. It's been a while, but we're starting season 4 of the podcast series for What's Your Art. Today's special guest, we've got Fuzz.
Hello.
Fuzz is here. He is a lead singer, songwriter, producer, I'll say director as well for his creativity on like social media and stuff. The lead singer of Fuzz, Skylar, with us here today. Fuzz.
Thank you for having me, Anton.
No worries, man. So how you been?
Good. Very, very good.
How's music doing these days for you?
Oh, yeah, it's good. Same as always, you know. Trying to get there, but never ending. Always there.
So with music, like, how's that played a part in your life in terms of a creator, an artist, an overall musician?
Music is... That's such a big question. It's everything. It was my... Actually, the reason why I started doing music in the first place was because it was an outlet from... an emotional outlet for me to sort of let go of everything.
Okay.
So if I know if I didn't have music in my life, I wouldn't have... I wouldn't be able to de-stress quite as well. So that's how it started out. It's actually almost like a defense mechanism. Like when you're young, when I started doing music, it was my way of sort of expressing myself and getting through and trying to sort of figure myself out in this world and everything around it. So it's I don't even see it as a profession. It's a coping mechanism. That's what it is.
And would you say, obviously, being the lead singer in the band and having the responsibility of leading the band with the team and the rest of your musicians, how's that played a part in terms of like leadership? And have you
massively found... you learn so much about yourself and how people are. The Fuzz Skylar was not my first band.
Okay.
I had my first band when I was 17 at the New York Military Academy, and it was called Audio Opium. I didn't name it, but someone else did.
All right.
So I was the leader then, and I went through two or three different bands before I got to these guys. But you learn, it's like building a company or building a team.
Yeah.
And you have to lead by example. That's the most important thing. You can't expect anything from anyone that you can't do yourself. You have to practice what you preach. So if something needs to be done in the band, I have to be the one who initiates it and then be like, guys, look, this is what needs to be done, and then I look to other people to take initiative on certain things. And so it sounds really corporate. It's not like it's just running a band. It's just that we're literally a bunch of guys trying to play music, but it is at the same time very psychological, because you have to be open and allow, this is a really important thing, have to allow everyone to be as creative as possible.
Right.
You can't stop anyone's creativity. You can't dictate to people what to do. And if I'm the lead singer of the band, I'm the band leader.
Sure.
And so I will always try to sort of direct, you know, the musical direction is essentially going to come from me. But at the same time, I can't stop anyone else from doing what they feel they need to do to contribute towards that. The moment you start doing that as any kind of leader, even if it's, doesn't matter if you work for Apple, if you work for whoever, you have to allow the people around you to be completely free and to be open and to be able to express themselves, because that's the best way. It's always going to have the best result quality-wise. Always. You can tell people what to do, sure, but what's the point of that?
And I think I kind of like experience the same thing, just because first and foremost, being in several dance groups, being the leader of the dance group, I always thought that, you know, it's my way, or it's like we're not doing it.
Interesting.
And later on, as I gained experience as a dancer, kind of evolved from being a dancer to thinking of myself as a creative artist, where I use the dance element to then study film, study directing, and study the overall aspect of how can I produce this piece as a masterpiece.
Interesting, okay.
So, and then I realized where the team that I'm working with, I have to allow them to be themselves.
Yes, they have to.
Because otherwise it's not going to work.
Otherwise, what's the point of doing what you're doing?
And also, creativity has no limits.
No.
And it's self-expression, and that's genuinely expressing yourself, and that's what's going to make the piece a masterpiece.
Yeah, interesting. So how big was the biggest dance group you've led?
I've led a team of probably 25.
That's insane.
25, that's mad. I've also led, amongst other team leaders, a team of 300. That was our recent project that we did in 2020.
I promise you will never see a band that big unless it's an orchestra.
But the thing is, these are the challenges you get as a creative leader.
Yeah.
How can you influence the rest of the dancers or the singers or the bands, right? So this is the battle that I think we were facing today, is that people are shy to express themselves just because other people might think something different, or they might have obstacles. So how do you see like creativity moving forward for you?
That's a really good point. Like, we live in an age where, because of social media, everyone's really afraid to take certain steps because they think, well, hold on a second, but this person's done it this way and maybe that's not going to work and I'm going to embarrass myself. But actually, no one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares at the end of it. The most important thing is that you do what you feel is right.
Yeah.
And the right people will believe in what you're doing and the wrong people won't. And that's it. You can't win everybody over.
Correct.
The moment I try to... This is the thing with music. The moment you try to put yourself in a box and be like, I'm going to make a song because I want it to appeal to this audience, you're not going to make a very good song.
Right.
Because it's not coming from the heart. The whole reason why we do this is because it's a form of expression and because you have to express what's inside of you regardless of who's going to listen to that. And sure, okay, in the music industry, you know, production's important, right? So how quickly you get to the chorus, don't bore people and, you know, take a minute and a half to get there. So there's certain things like you have to take into consideration.
Why is it in balance, basically? It
has to be balanced. But the most important thing, and it is the most important thing, is what you want to create and put out there. Mm-hmm. The audience will come second, because the audience... People are clever. People will catch on to what you're doing if they understand what you're doing.
Right.
You can't hold back. And especially in social media, everyone's so after their likes and, you know, like, oh, yeah, you know, just commenting this and that. But that'll be forgotten. The only thing that's remembered is what you're doing and the amount of people that will follow you through your journey. Because it's a journey. It's not a destination. Right? Yes. It's literally just a journey. So I try not to think about what people will think of me. That's completely irrelevant. Anyone can think anything of me, mm-hmm. and I can think anything of any other person.
Perspective.
Yeah, so what difference is that going to make? It's not. The only thing is, I know what I want to hear, I know what the song should sound like, and I'll move towards that.
Yeah.
And then I'll leave the recipe.
It kind of like dipped into the next question, like, how do you write your songs?
Drinking loads of beer. No, I'm joking.
What's the secret sauce?
There is no secret sauce. That is absolute rubbish. Anyone who's ever telling me, oh, this is what you need to do to write a song. When I was in uni, I went to uni in Leeds. We had this guy called Derek Scott. That's his name. Professor Derek Scott. He was the head of the music department, right? Amazing guy. Looked like Albert Einstein. You would think this guy is Einstein. Really funny guy, very charismatic. He came up with a formula that he thought would win the next Eurovision title.
Okay.
It's like, this is what you need to do. And he was lecturing the class, and I remember I asked him, okay, so play us something based on the formula. It was one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
Because there is no formula. It doesn't make sense for you to put yourself in that box. It really makes no sense. So a song could come out of me walking down the street one day and like, oh, okay, oh, I've got a little riff. I've got like a 4-second melody in my head. Interesting. Okay, I'm going to go home. I'm going to sit on the piano. I'm going to try and think of like what this means to me. So I'm then going to write some chords around it, and then the words will come because that makes sense. This is what this song is supposed to be about. Or it could be the other way around. I'll come up with 2, 3, 4 lines. I'm like, oh, okay, this is an interesting subject. I like the lines. I like how I'm delivering it. There's a rhythm to it. Let me put a melody to it. Let me put a chord progression to it. Let me go to one of my bandmates and we'll write a bass line to it. And then it starts to actually, it not just develops, the meaning of it changes as it goes along. So it could, for me...
So it starts at one point.
Oh, yeah. For me, if you hear what I do, if you hear any of my voice memos, you'll laugh. Like, honestly, anyone listening to podcasts, you will laugh. I'm going to put all of these things on YouTube. It's ridiculous. 100%. I sound like a dying goat in half of them. And when you listen to them, like, anyone listens to that, like, how is this going to be a song?
Right.
But then I take it to my bandmates, and then one person in that band is going to have this interpretation of it, and then suddenly it means something else to me. It's like, oh, hold on a second, this is something completely different. Maybe it's a tone, maybe it's like a guitar pedal, maybe it's something very, very subtle, but will just change the atmosphere of it, and then suddenly it just becomes something else. There's no And like you said, there's no limit to creativity. No limit. It could literally
there's no steps either.
There's no steps. Yeah. It could be anything. It could be anything. It could be me sitting down drunk, especially after tonight, like, oh, you know, play four chords and something will come out and suddenly that becomes a hit song. I have no control over that. I can't sit down and say I'm going to write a hit song today.
Is that the same for you when you perform live?
No. When you perform live, when I perform live, I've rehearsed with the band quite a few times.
Right.
And because we know the material so well, that becomes muscle memory. And then when you go on stage, the only thing that matters is your connection to the audience.
So how
everything
do you connect,
else goes out the window.
How do you connect with the audience and how do you retain everyone's energy, enthusiasm?
I look at them and I don't stare, I promise. Well, sometimes I do. But I try to feel the energy off them.
Because I've been to one of your shows and it was absolutely electrifying.
Thank you.
The thing is, you know how to captivate an audience's attention. And not just you, the band, because you guys are one unit, and the energy that you put out with the music, the passion that you have for singing, the passion you have for the melody, the rhythm, and the songs that you guys create, we feel it. And that is hard to find. Mm. Once you find it, the audience feel it, and that's your audience for life.
That if you saw my band 2 years ago, you wouldn't say that.
Okay, why?
Because it's I've become more and more comfortable with being myself on stage, whereas I wasn't before. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, if you saw me on stage, I would be the most uncomfortable guy. I didn't have a sense of identity. I didn't know what I felt. I was processing what I felt and I was trying to sort of understand how the audience would feel listening to me. But if I can't understand myself, how would they understand me?
Yeah.
But now, because I have this identity, I know exactly. And it takes time. So for some people, it takes a month. For some people, it takes 10 years. For me, it's taken longer, but I'm happy because it's really formed itself really well. So when I go on stage and I'm singing to people, I know everyone there wants to listen to a good song. I know everyone there wants to have a good time. And I know I want to have a good time. Yeah. And it's just reciprocated. It's like having a conversation with someone.
Basically.
That's it. It's like a conversation and you're bouncing back. If one person's really enthusiastic in the conversation, the other person's just like, whatever, it's never going to work. And you're always going to find people in the audience like that.
Absolutely.
But look at the room, look at who's there. Know that this is a really, really important thing. I'm going to be really not humble for like 30 seconds.
Go for it, man.
People are there. People are paying money for a ticket to see you be yourself unapologetically and take control of the room for that time.
I agree with that.
Right, because the moment you come on stage and someone's paid £20-30 for a ticket, I don't matter how much it is, if you're just there being doubtful of yourself, if I'm an audience member, I'm going to doubt you the second I see you because I know you don't know what you're doing. I know that you don't know if you even should be here. But if you really want to be here and you really want to sing and you really want people to enjoy your songs, it just comes naturally. You don't have to think twice about it.
Final thing, what advice would you give for young creators or anyone that's, you know, up and coming, who's decided to pursue their creative journey? What would you say?
If you really, really, really believe in yourself, never, ever give up. Don't quit. That's it. I can't tell people what to do. No one can tell you. Everyone's got their own journey.
Correct.
And I actually read this thing the other day and it rings really, really true. Life is like a test. You can't copy someone else's exam papers. You have to do your own thing, right? I've tried to do what other people do. Hasn't worked for me, ever. It's only worked when I know in my heart something needs to be done and I'm going to do it my own way. Yeah. And by doing it my own way, I learn and you're going to fail. You're going to fail loads and loads of times, but those failures are gold because the most successful people on this planet, no matter if you're creative or not, the failures are what defines you. It's not the successes, it's the failures. It's how you manage to pick yourself back up and learn from it and continue. And there's loads of artists that I've met, loads of incredibly talented artists that I've met that just completely gave up halfway through because they didn't believe in themselves or they were peer pressured or because they looked around and like, oh, there's so many talented people. Of course there is.
Yeah.
But why would
you're unique. So that's your unique
Everyone is unique. You need to find what makes you different and people will attach themselves to that.
Yeah.
You can't stop because if you stop, you've wasted 10, 15, 20, no matter how many years of your life, and you've wasted it because you've put all that work and effort in, all that inspiration, and the moment you quit, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to miss what you do. People always forget this.
Yeah.
Never quit. Talent is very important, but what's more important is discipline, and it's just being consistent and just putting yourself out there. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. don't be afraid to say this or that on social media, obviously, unless you're being a dick. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on this podcast. Good, man. But just be yourself unapologetically and be authentic and just put yourself out there, and people will start to believe in you. You will be seen.
A man with passion, a man with wise words.
Thank you, Anton.
Fuss, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Until the next episode, peace and love.